On these two commandments, dear friends, the Lord tells us, hang all the law and the prophets. The commandment to love God with all our heart, with everything we have, and to love our neighbors also. And when I read that, I wanted to ask God, do you know how bad people are? Do you know how cruel people can be? Why this commandment? Because you know, as well as I do, that the worship of God would be so much easier if we did not just have to bother about the people around us. If we only dealt with people as we feel we have to deal with them, and not love them as God has commanded. That question is still valid. God, do you know how bad people are? But let us think of God as a parent, dear friends, and truly, God is truly our Father. It hurts when the children in a family, and we all are a family of God, it hurts when the children in a family are getting into it with each other. When there is no love, it disrupts everything. A little story. I remember growing up, I have my immediate older brother. We are just a year and a few months apart. So we're always playing together. And you know, when children play together, from play, it gets into something else. So we're always, always getting into it. And then my mom, she could be in the living room and we'd be outside. And her constant refrain was, oh, you boys are trying to kill me. And I'm wondering, I'm the one receiving the blows and you are there knitting and dying. But it hurts her that we were fighting. Really hurt her that we were not playing. Instead, we were fighting. And that is the same with God, dear friends. Our worship of God is incomplete if we do not love our neighbor as God has commanded. Because let us remember, even as I ask God, do you know how bad people are? God is also asking me, Father Balong, do you know how bad you are? Do you know how many people are striving and struggling to even like you, to say nothing about loving you? Dear friends, as bad as we think others are, let us remember that we are also transgressors ourselves. And God has been consistent in this love of neighbor. Let us remember in the first reading, it was immediately after the Ten Commandments that God started issuing one injunction after another about how we are to be civil, how we are to be loving to our neighbors, to the people around us. And by the way, it says very clearly in the first reading, you are to love the resident alien in your midst. And I'm the resident alien. So if I come by your house and demand the keys to your car, remember this reading. I'm just kidding. God has been consistent, even in the Old Testament, immediately after the Ten Commandments. And let us talk briefly about the Ten Commandments. What is it all about? 10 of them. 3 concern God and God alone. The other 7, more than double the Ten Commandments, concerns our relationship with each other. More than double the Ten Commandments concerns what we do with each other and to each other. And that is how much value God has placed on our relationship with our brothers and sisters, family and friends, and even strangers. God has been consistent, I keep saying, dear friends. Think about the prophets also. If we didn't know the history of the prophets, Amos, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the rest of them, I think we can conclude that probably they were not Jews. We could conclude that they were not from Israel. And why do I say that? Can you imagine someone coming here to rail and condemn the Christmas we celebrate? Can you imagine someone coming here to condemn the Easter we celebrate? After all of the preparations, the fasting and prayer, the person tells us, well, your prayer doesn't go anywhere because you do not love. But that was exactly what the prophets were doing. That was almost half of what the prophets were saying, was that the worship that Israel was giving to God went nowhere because of what they were doing to each other. In fact, Amos could be singled out on that. He called out their festivals and feasts one after the other, telling them that it goes nowhere unless they take care of the people around them. Fast forward to the New Testament, dear friends. Has it changed? Not at all. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on about how Jesus places premium on our love for each other much more than what we do to and for God. Think about it. Matthew chapter 5, when he talks about bringing our offering before God, he says, when you bring our offering to God, and right there at the altar, just at the point when we joyfully give to God and think that we have done him a favor, if we remember that we have something against our brother or sister or somewhere else, let us go. Make peace, first of all, before coming to offer our gift. He didn't say offer the gift and God will make everything good. Not at all. That is how much premium is placed on our relationship with each other, dear friends. Think about the parable of the Good Samaritan. What did the priest do? What did the Levite do? Nothing wrong. They didn't steal from that man. They didn't beat him. Yet, they did everything wrong. Actually, they were going to do something noble, something nice, something good, something spiritual. They were going to the temple to worship, but their worship went nowhere because they neglected the God who was there, lying almost dead by the roadside, and Jesus condemned them for that act. Let us also remember the last injunction Jesus gave us. Love one another as I have loved you. He said, it is by your love for one another, not how good you preach, not the miracles you've worked, not how much you have given. It is by your love for one another that people will know that you are my friends. John chapter 13. Dear friends, we also have to know that there is a logic in the Bible that I have not found an argument against. First letter of St. John, chapter 4, from verse 20 downwards, he says, anyone who says they love God but despise the people around them, that person is a liar. And I thank God that such people are not in this church today. Because he says, we cannot love the God whom we have not seen and still hate our brothers and sisters, friends and people around us, whom we look at every day. After all, God made each and every one of us in his own image and likeness. So if I despise the visible image of God that I see, how can I love the image of God that I've never seen? I'm lying to myself. And I want to be honest about it. There are people in this world who make it very, very difficult to fulfill this commandment of love. For such people, Jesus also has a word. Pray for them, he says. Pray for the people who persecute us. Pray for the people who make life difficult for us. But let us in no way endanger our souls by going towards the extreme of hatred and despising our fellow human beings. May the peace of the Lord be with you.